Looking forward to the game, Spelling Bee at 5:25. I'm going to make this quick. I grew up in Kansas City reading a lot of Jason Whitlock. I liked Jason Whitlock and still think, as far as his job goes, being a columnist or an opinion guy, he's excellent at his job. He certainly gets people worked up and talking, and that's the point of being a columnist or somebody now who bounces around on different Fox shows spouting opinions. Now, that doesn't mean I agree with everything he says. I didn't agree with everything he said when I was reading him growing up, but I still thought he was good at doing what he does. He has certainly riled people up, again, with his latest comments. What issue do you have here? I got limited amount of time.
Well, I know. Didn't he have some sort of a T-shirt or you had
yes,
a T-shirt?
Yes, he did. I don't have time to explain that story. Okay. He called Bramlage the angriest place in college basketball, and I embraced it, put it on a T-shirt. Okay. He wound up taking a T-shirt, yes. This, to me, it is definitely inflammatory. It definitely gets people talking, so I'm not going to criticize him and say he's bad at his job. I'll draw on the line there and make a distinction here that while I don't think he's bad at his job in this instance, I think this is incredibly irresponsible for him to spout off an opinion like this. I think it's very harmful. But LeBron James, he missed it, not only lost game one of the NBA Finals last night, but his house in Florida was vandalized. Somebody wrote the N-word on it, spray-painted the N-word on it. So LeBron James then did use his platform as a famous athlete, a star, to talk about how racism is still clearly alive in America. It doesn't matter what success level you achieve, you still have to deal with racism. Well, Jason Whitlock did not agree with that. Here's a quote from Jason Whitlock. Quote, racism is an issue in America, but is primarily an issue for the poor. It's not LeBron James' issue. He has removed himself from the damages and the ravages of real racism. There are so many things about that quote that are very easy to pick apart. Are you removing yourself from the damages and ravages of real racism when the N-word gets spray-painted on the side of your house? I mean, that's literally real racism right there that LeBron James has not evaded by being rich, successful, a superstar. I mean, it's pretty cut and dried right there for one. And even if he is further removed from it, I'll go with you, Jason Whitlock, this asinine statement. Let's go with it. Even if he is further removed from it, and it's not his plight, it's only the plight of the poor, which is that's unbelievable. But okay, it's only a plight of the poor. LeBron James, then, as someone who is further removed from it, further up the ladder from it, is using his platform to try and help those that are further down by bringing attention to it, bringing awareness to it. He is trying to use his platform to help. So even if it is not he who has to deal with it nearly as much, he is trying to help the problem by using what resources he has as somebody who can get attention for going to the microphone and saying something about it. I realize Fox Sports 1 is getting crushed in ratings. I saw that Skip Bayless's show had only like 87,000 people a day watching it or something, which is crazy low numbers, and they need all the help that they can get with ratings and people talking about it. And hey, if that was the main goal here, I guess mission accomplished, because it's getting a lot of attention and people are talking about it. But what a reckless, irresponsible thing to say.
Colin, or in the Deadspin article about it, Jason Whitlock was described as a Fox Sports employee who is employed to make Colin Cowherd seem pleasurable by comparison.
Well, mission accomplished, I suppose. Boy.
It was actually very small detail, but it was his house in L.A., not Florida.
Oh, my bad. I don't know why I was thinking.
That's fine. Yeah. Not great.
Not great. No, not great. It reminds me of a Kanye line that I really want to say, but it's the whole FCC thing.
Yeah.
You know, it's a... doesn't work so well. The game, Spelling Bee at 5:25. When we come back, though, back into the Corey Sutton situation. Corey Sutton got his release. So what happens now? We'll discuss on the game.